Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. This is a podcast where I have an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Lefty the Greatest. Don't you just love that name? Lefty the Greatest. I'm a lefty too, so I'm probably in that realm as well. But Lefty the Greatest, she is a rapper. She is known as the multidimensional artist. Lefty the Greatest uses her music and other forms of art to express what she went through and to relate to others. She has been writing songs since she was 9 years old and started performing at the age of 17, and she hasn't stopped. But check this out. She is more than just a musician, and this is more than music. Her type of music uplifts people's spirits, and she hopes to continue to spread the good vibes with her music. Lefty the Greatest, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, girl, you know, I have been watching you. I feel like a mother hen sometimes, because when we actually first met, we were both participating in the WAN program, which is sponsored by the Y in Delaware, the YWCA in DE. And you were a participant, and I was helping the participants with their social media marketing. And then you had to perform, you had to do your thing. But you know what? Since that time, I've been following you. I've like been stalking you, right? I'm watching you rise, and I am so excited about what you've been doing and what is yet to come.
Yes, I remember when we met too. That wine program was great. We learned a lot about business and marketing tips. And to be honest, I use those same tips today. So if you want to, you know, learn something, that's a great program to get started with. And I even still have the binder that you guys had us make. I still go by that to this day. So it has really helped me like on my journey. It has helped me as far as marketing and getting followers. So thank you for that, because that was awesome that you guys came together and did that for us.
And that is such a great program. And I have to give kudos to the Y for putting that together, because, you know, I always tell people that in Delaware, you know, we are a small diamond in the rough, and we have so many other diamonds in this state. So when opportunities are presented and programs are out there, it really lets us shine. So kudos to everything. And, you know, you started, you know, if according to your bio, you know, everybody said, yeah, I really started doing this when I was a kid, right? So here you are, you're 9 years old, right? Did you know at that point that you wanted to be a rapper? Were you running around the house rapping, or was you, you know, were there other songs that you listened to? How did that start? Tell us, you know, take us on that journey.
Oh, yes, I knew I wanted to be a rapper. Back then, I used to like listen to all my parents' music, and I was in love with Lauryn Hill. Like, she inspired me so much. And she was like one of the main females that was doing it back then. I played her album to death, to the point where my mom was like, okay, you gotta chill with that. You gotta chill with that. Like, this is crazy. You don't listen to anything else. So when I heard her, I was like, yeah, this is what I wanna do. I felt like she was giving a message. So I used to go in churches. I used to go where all the guys were and having rap battles. And I used to go in and just rap consciously at like 9 years old. And then when my parents saw what I was doing, they brought me like this toy keyboard and karaoke mic. And I would just record songs on there. And ever since, like, I just kept rapping. And eventually I got to the point where somebody saw me and they started inviting me to shows. So I just kept, you know, kept on with that. And I said, I'm going to stick this. And it paid off. So I'm happy I did.
And it's funny because I'm from New York. So we know, you know, Battle the Band, you know, being street music and stuff like that. And I, you know, I never could imagine, you know, how you could really get your start and get big in Delaware. And you've just blown that whole concept out. I mean, you know, with thinking that, you know, artists come from Delaware. I mean, I'm from Mount Vernon, you know, money earning Mount Vernon, Heavy D and the boy. I mean, a lot of talent came from, you know, the smaller areas in New York and in the Bronx. And, you know, of course, before your time when rap was rapping and stuff like that. But I can just only imagine you, you know, going around in Delaware. Like, what part of Delaware were you? Where were you at in Delaware?
Well, I mean, I was living in Newcastle for a little bit, and then we moved to Wilmington. But there was a lot of people who was rapping in Wilmington. A lot of people who just wanted to be rapping. Everybody was battling, trying to outdo the next person. And you know, in Delaware, we have a lot of people that come from Philly and whatnot. So I would even sometimes go to Philly and rap with them. So I just love doing it. So I went everywhere. Wherever I was, that's what I was doing.
And that's great, you know, and you did, you know, say that your parents are very supportive. And I think that's so very important. You know, oftentimes parents and other relatives can be dream killers. You know, they look at the kid and they're like, yo, you need to worry about, you know, getting the books and you need to worry about doing this, or they put their dreams onto their kids. So it's great that your parents were very supportive of you, you know, getting that keyboard, getting that karaoke mic, and then letting you run, you know, do your thing. So, and now I'm pretty sure everybody's looking at you like, oh my God, look at her. She's doing some major things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. They were, I mean, at first they were like, okay, what are we going to do about school? But I think they realized how stubborn I was. They was like, all right, well, she's not changing her mind. So might as well help her where we can. So I think, definitely they helped a lot. My family was very supportive and I had a lot of like good friends that helped me along. So that was awesome.
Well, that's great. And I am so very proud of you and I can't wait for you to tell us all about what's happening. Your album that just dropped, you know, the concerts and stuff, but let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Lefty the Greatest, and I'm going to ask her about that name too. The name is like just so cool. The tagline, Lefty the Greatest, but I want her to talk about her new album that just dropped, right? And the appearance at the Ladybug concert. Is that going to really happen? I mean, how are we, you know, is that still on for the end of the month?
Yep. That's still on Christina Cultural Arts Center. Yep. You can find me there at 5:15.
All right. We'll talk about that and how to get tickets and so forth. So guys, go grab yourself something, a sip or snack. We'll be right back. And don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID Del Blogger. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting. I'm an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on a Wednesday at 1 p.m., I am interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Lefty the Greatest. She is a rapper. That's right. And she just dropped her albums. And before the break, we started talking about that. Lefty, tell us about the album.
Yes, I had an album that just dropped. So it's called Feminine Awakening. And the whole album is just about empowering people and making people feel like they can do anything, but also in a fun way and through rap. And I also named it Feminine Awakening because it really has a few songs on there that's directed towards women, because in hip hop, sometimes, you know, women aren't graded or they're not, you know, as valued as much. But this album completely flips that concept and makes everybody a part of that empowering movement. So it dropped yesterday, so you can get it on all streaming platforms. But I've been working on it for, I want to say, a year. I have some great collaborations on there, great production. It's a variety of genres of music and types of music and feels. So if you're looking for a good time to relax and have fun while still feeling good and like you can do anything, my album's the way.
I am so excited. You know, I've been following you on your social platforms, and I've, you know, pre-COVID, I saw you, you know, out in different concerts. I'm like, look at her. You know, she's gonna be doing the darn thing. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of got shut down. And so, you know, I know that had to put a crimp in your style, because you seem like all of a sudden you were like out there. You every weekend, every week, I was reading like she's there. And then all of a sudden, boom, everything shut down. Now things are kind of changing and opening up. So the Ladybug concert, for the people that are outside the state of Delaware, tell us about Ladybug and where is it going to be held this year? Because I know sometimes they had it, what, at down in Dover, right?
Yeah. They have it down in Dover. A lot of times they'll have one in Dover and one in Wilmington on Market Street. But like you said, with COVID, it changed a lot of things. So they kind of spread it out a little bit. So it's going to be held at the Christiana Cultural Arts Center from 5 to 9. It's free of charge. You guys can just come. There'll be vendors there if you do want to, you know, spend money on anything that you see that you liked. But it's free of charge, free music, you know, a good time where you can just come and relax and just vibe. So I'm going to be there. I am the first one that goes up at 5:15. And then we just go on from there. I'm on for 45 minutes. So, and then after that, we're on till 9. So if you guys want to come out, see the girl, buy the album. We got merch, all that. It's going to be fun.
What's the date of that?
So August 31st.
August 31st. Okay. So great. That is perfect timing, because we will definitely be dropping this show before the 31st, so people have plenty of time to, you know, make that schedule to get out there right before the Labor Day holiday. And that's going to be great at Christiana Cultural Arts Center. So I will put that information, the address, in the show notes as well. And that's free. Hey, free is my favorite F word. Now, let me ask you a question. Of all the places that you've ever performed, which was the best? And of all the places that you could perform, where would you want to perform?
Oh, man. If I could perform anywhere, it'd be cool to perform at like a sports stadium for sure. Like, because I love sports. I love basketball. So it'd be cool to perform in something like that, because it's combining like many loves at once. So that'd be dope. I'm speaking it. I feel like it'll happen one day. So I'm excited.
And where have you been the best place that you've performed since the age of 9 forward?
Oh, age 94. Okay.
I know, say, you know, it's funny because you probably did some performances for the family and you thought, oh my God, this is so cool. And then you got a little bit older and like, that was whack. I was better with, you know.
Yeah. I mean, so one of the best places I perform, I had the opportunity to perform with Jakayla Carr. She's like a Grammy nominee. So that was in Chester. That was pretty cool. And also Ladybug was really cool, because I wasn't even expecting that. They happened to come across me and saw me perform one day, and I was trying to get a hold of them for like a year, and it was like, yeah, you can be on a big stage. And that was awesome. So that was a blessed opportunity. So I would say those two opportunities.
Good. Yeah, I know, you know, the Ladybug, because I followed it and I saw it, and I'm, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people out there. And I mean, as much as I love music, and again, I'm of the older generation, like I'm a mm-hmm. boomer and beyond, I can't be in a pack, okay. like a whole bunch of people, like, you know, Summer of Soul and, you know, in New York mm. or, was that other concert back in the 60s, whatever. I just can't be around that many people at this point. But it's so great that they do stream it, that you can, you mm-hmm. know, now technology, you can see it again. And again, I just, you know, I'm so happy with all what you've been doing. You know, I want people to find, and I want you to them to follow you. So please share any contact information, you know, your social sites, your websites, you know, any, you know, obviously the upcoming event on the 31st, I'm going to put that in there, but how can we support you? Just give us that information so we can find and follow you.
Okay, so you can find all the information on all my social media. So the website is www.leftythegreatest.com. And then my Instagram is IamLeftyTheGreatest. Facebook is facebook.com/LeftyTheGreatest. And you can find all the information of Ladybug, my shows, my upcoming music videos coming up very soon.
And before I let you go, where did Lefty the Greatest come from? How did that tag name come from?
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Okay. So I'm a lefty, obviously.
Yay, me too.
But you know, yeah, awesome. Only 10% of the world. So when you're a lefty, you use the right side of your brain. The right side of your brain has to do with imagination. So I'm really big on imagination. And then the greatest part of it comes from my favorite verse that says, and the greatest among these is love. So if I wanted to be two things, it'd be one with imagination, but to do everything in love. So it's Lefty the Greatest. So have imagination and be love while you do it. So I thought that was a good combination. So that's how I came up with the name.
And I love that. And you know, when I saw Lefty the Greatest, again, I'm a lefty. I'm left-handed. Now, it's funny. We just celebrated Left-Handed Day. Now, I'm left-handed because I can only write with my left hand, but my right hand is dominant, but I can't write with my right hand. Are you, what is that, ambidextrous? Can you do both?
Yeah. And I think because everything is built to be right-handed too. So it's like you're forced to be ambidextrous in a lot of parts of everything that you do. So I would agree with that. I could feel you on that one for sure.
Good. Because I was like, what? Yeah, I can't write with my right hand. I can't eat with my right hand. But when it comes to certain things, sports and stuff like that, I use my right hand. So, but left is dominant, right? You know, so yeah. Like I said, yeah, lefty, we are the greatest because we've got to navigate the world. And the only problem I have is if we're in the car and you tell me to turn right, I'm naturally going to turn left.
Yeah, that's me too. Oh my gosh. Yes. For sure.
Definitely. Before I let you go, my dear, do you have any last minute words for us? You know, leave us with something inspirational.
I would love to say, like, in my journey, like, I really started with nothing, but I realized if you use what you have and believe in yourself, there's really nothing that you can't accomplish. All the things that you want will naturally attract itself to you if you just show up. You don't have to have everything. All you have to do is just show up and trust the process. So if I could leave you with anything, it'd be that.
Trust the process. And ladies, you know, the music is for you. You know, listen to the album Feminine Awakening.
Yep.
And it's an empowerment. You know, it's just a great, great, you know, music for today. you know, for today, tomorrow, and every day, because Lefty is going to be around for a long, long time. And again, I am so glad that you gave me a few minutes of your time, because I know you're so busy. And I was like, oh my gosh, when I saw her with the album cover, I'm like, look at her. I got to get her on the show. And when you agreed, I'm like, good, good, good. Let me get her on here before the concert. So thank you so very much.
That was perfect timing. Yep.
Yes, perfect. And I'm so, you know, like I said, I'm so proud of you. I feel like that mother hen, you know, because I saw you in the program, and I'm like, she's going to be doing some great things, and I'm so glad that you are. So when you blow up into the stratosphere, don't forget us down here, you know.
Never. I'll never forget my home.
Never.
I'm gonna plug everybody back there.
Right, and thanks to your parents for not being dream killers, you know, because if they hadn't encouraged you, you know, and I can only imagine, you know, seeing you running around the house rapping, and they were like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this child?
Now, you're mimicking exactly how they were.
Child. So congratulations again, Lefty, for everything that you're doing, for those, you know, that are coming up behind you. Yes, Lauryn Hill, like you said, she was a mentor, not a mentor, but someone that, even though you don't physically see them, at least that, you know that they're doing something that's going to help you grow. And Lauryn was always somebody like that. So I'm glad that you said that she, you know, you looked up to her and her music. So thank you again so very much for, you know, giving me some time. I'm wishing you a wonderful week. The concert's going to be off the chain. Success with the album. I will leave the link to all your social media platforms, and may God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
And I thank you. And thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. Every week, I have the privilege of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing some great things in their communities. And if you would like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog, using the Linktree ID Del Blogger. Thank you. Thank you again for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.